You ready, Katrine?
I'm ready.
It's time for hard hitting news.
Okay. We'll pull back a little. Okay. Pull back. Okay, ready? But it has to be intense. Are we looking at a main shot or our
I think the main shot.
Okay, ready?
Oh, no. Let's do two different ones.
Okay, so one right now are solos.
Okay.
And then we'll do our main. Okay, ready? God, I wish production would just catch up to our genius.
Come on. Our freaking production team is not cutting it. I know. Hey, audio team.
Where's Marcy?
Audio team.
Okay, ready? It's, pay attention. Look at the main.
I'm looking
okay,
at
right?
you.
At the two shot. It's time for hard-hitting news. I don't know. I just think it's weird. I think there's this idea that you feel forced to have to invite coworkers to important occasions of your life. Are you kidding me? How many people do we know got married and felt like they had to invite their bosses or their coworkers? Tough. Especially the coworkers they don't
but
like.
But you know why? Is because you're asking for time off. So if you're asking for time off to plan this wedding and you're asking for time off for your honeymoon.
So now you have to invite your boss to the honeymoon?
You have to prove that you're getting married and this is how you do it.
Okay, so we were watching Britney Spears videos. Okay, so let's jump right into this. Artificial intelligence, AI, not the AI you're thinking of. No. Artificial intelligence is completely taking over. Now, we've discussed this before.
Yep.
Here's the latest. Now you can have AI read your mind and then write down your thoughts. What do you think? Right when I say this.
Love it. Time saver. Hook up to my mind. I don't have to worry about typing. I don't have to worry about writing.
What if you don't want it to start writing down your thoughts and you can't turn that off?
Well, that's not part of it. As
no,
long as
it
I
is
can
part
turn
of
it,
it
on
it's
and
either,
off.
It's either you have the AI know your thoughts and write it down at all times or not at all. You can't have it both ways. That's not how the world works, Katrina.
So a full transcript of my whole entire life?
Every day, all day.
Then where do I tap into this transcript when I need something?
It's right there in front of you. It prints where? Out in the back of your head.
Like a long CVS receipt.
Yeah. And it just has your transcript. No, but would you be okay with AI reading your thoughts and then writing down your thoughts?
As long as I can turn it on and off, yes, because it's such a time saver. Like if I'm doing something, let's say I'm cleaning the kitchen or I'm washing
I've
the dishes.
I've never seen you clean a kitchen,
okay.
But okay.
Let's say I'm eating.
I've seen you eat.
If I'm eating and I want to make sure that I'm using two hands to cut something.
But you want to be working and
but
editing.
I want to be working. I could be like, okay, so I got to do this. And I start thinking of my to-do list and it starts writing it down while I'm eating. That'd be amazing. Time saver.
I have a problem with this. I don't want anybody to know what my thoughts are because I'm pretty disgusting for the most part. In general, I don't really want to be around humans because they upset me. They annoy me for the most part. And I just think I'm going to think of something that's very disrespectful, which I don't know if I can make a comeback from.
Well, listen, Nessa.
I don't like people's favorite artists for the most part. I don't like a lot of politics that I see because I think it's all a scam.
Right.
I think people constantly lie for their own self-benefit.
Nessa, the AI's not on yet. You don't have to tell us everything that's going on in your mind.
But I do think there is some benefit to this.
Yes.
But not for your reasoning. Researchers in Texas have created this AI system that's going to be able to decode brain activity, right? Then they'll be able to see what you're thinking based right. off your brain activity and then write it down. Now, from my understanding, the reason why somebody would want to use this is for a specific reason to help humanity out. There are some pros to this. Mm-hmm. Part of this study that I was reading up on is that this AI capability will benefit people who may be mentally conscious but are incapable of speaking. For example, a stroke victim.
Right, right.
So this would be beneficial for humanity and to help people out. I just don't have the faith in humans to do the right thing with this great technology. I think it will be used in a negative way.
Well,
in a selfish way.
You would have to physically.
I don't care what you have to say.
You would have to physically
hook
it up. If
you had the AI, you would know I don't care.
I know. I know. Actually know what you're thinking already.
So I don't need AI.
You don't need AI. I can tell.
I have you.
Yes.
But you like this idea because you feel like you could be more efficient with work.
Yeah. All I got to do is hook it up. And, you know, I picture it being like these little, you know, things that you put on your head. And then all of a sudden it reads my mind. That's fine with me. As long as I can turn it on and off, it's cool.
If you can't turn it on and off.
Then no, I don't want anybody reading my mind. What is this, Twilight?
What do you think? Is it because
Edward Cullen? No, what? Thank you.
I want to know what you really think about me.
No, no, you could not read my mind. I would not let you.
I'm looking at you right now in your eyes, staring into your soul. At a certain point, you have to admit you don't like me.
What? I wouldn't be sitting here if I didn't like you.
You looked away. That's a form of telling somebody is lying.
No.
Is if they can't
look
you. I looked
away because Marcy's over there laughing.
Marcy made us look good today. Shout out to Lena who also did our hair. But okay, so you're for this. I'm not necessarily for it. I want to believe that AI will be used to the betterment of humanity. But I don't believe in humanity because of everything that I've seen and I've experienced that for the most part, and it's not to say it's bad or good, but most humans are selfish and they tend to use things for their self-benefit, even if that could be harmful to other people.
I got another reason why this is great. Kids can't talk. So what if I put it on my daughter who's about to be 2 years old and she's just crying and I don't know why and be like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And she just... Now I can find out. I'm hungry. She don't know how to say that yet. Oh my gosh.
You know what? Now I'm such a softie because we're parents.
Right.
I think I would like this for our baby because then I can know what baby Cap really thinks of me.
Right.
Like imagine if babies didn't depend on us.
Yeah.
Would they really like us?
It's a whole nother conversation.
But if we had this AI situation.
We would know.
We would know their deepest thought.
So did I turn? Did I flip you?
No. No, no, because what if I'm annoyed or something? I don't know if I want baby Cap to know my thoughts.
Well, I don't think baby Cap could comprehend your thoughts yet.
How do we know that this information won't be archived and used against us, like facial recognition?
Oh, gosh, here we go.
More on the technology front. Robots and AI are taking over. And
hard hitting news. Are we?
Oh, wait, let's do it. We have to talk a little bit louder, Katrina, because we are in New York and there's always construction going on. Who knows when construction will ever be done. But anyways, let's jump right into this one where we're talking about now our iPhone, other than all devices tapping our every move. Now our iPhone will be able to mimic us, how we talk, how we type, how we do everything, and then be able to reenact as us.
I'm not with it.
I don't think we really use our iPhones to the best of its ability. Have you ever tried to Google features of iPhones and stuff like that?
Yeah. I learned so much.
And you learn so much and you realize, wow, that's why it costs $1,000+ to get an iPhone because it has all these features that I don't use.
Right.
We'll add this to the list. Apple previewed this new feature, which is going to allow it to mimic your voice after you've trained it for 15 minutes in how you talk. So for example, you would grab your phone, you would talk into it for 15 minutes. It would pick up your cadence. It would pick up how you talk, how you have conversations, and then it will be able to mimic you.
Right.
I think this is really interesting. Again, we've had this conversation before. When technology can help out humanity, it's great because it's going to be able to create a synthesized voice that sounds just like you.
No, thank you. I would not do this.
Why?
Because I don't need somebody acting like me and speaking on my behalf. I will do that
no,
myself.
No, but it's acting like you because it studied you. So it's not acting.
15 minutes is not enough for it to know what I'm going to want.
Are you a very highly intelligent computer programming software device?
I'm not, but I still don't want somebody speaking for me. It could be the best. It could be a clone of me.
Right.
I wouldn't want to do it. Like, you know how some artists will have their siblings perform for them on stage?
I think it's genius.
I wouldn't do it. I don't want somebody speaking for me. What if they make the wrong decision that I wouldn't have made? My thoughts change day to day.
Well, here's the thing about you. You're so indecisive.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I think the iPhone would replicate that. It would say, yes, I want coffee. Actually, no, I don't want coffee. Actually, yeah, can you get me coffee? Wait, no, no. I want it with whole milk. Actually, no. I want almond milk.
Okay.
I think it would replicate you so well, and I think it would save you time. I think this is something you should invest in.
Or it would annoy somebody else without me having to feel their annoyance. Like if you talk to AI me, then I wouldn't have to worry what you thought.
Exactly. So I think you would actually do this.
I wouldn't do it. You would though.
Yeah, because then I don't have to spend time talking to people that I really don't want to talk to.
Oh my gosh, Nessa.
No, I know, but listen, I feel like I'm spread thin. And people want to talk to me about whatever.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying now I could provide myself to everybody. Everybody will be satisfied. Everybody can get a piece of me and enjoy whatever conversation that they get from me, even though I don't think I'm that entertaining or insightful, but I'm just saying now I can give them Nessa without giving them Nessa.
Would you tell them that it wasn't you? Like if you let somebody talk to an AI version
of
you.
It depends who.
Anybody.
I would want to first test it out on you and Colin and Tone and probably Marcy.
Right.
And I would want to know if you got fooled by it.
Right.
And if you were fooled by it, then no, I wouldn't tell.
So then what happens when said person comes up to you and be like, oh, we had such a great conversation the other week. Thank you so much for all your help. I just wanted to expand on it more. So what else do you think I should do?
I think you should do whatever you think you should do. I could give you generic answers, but I would train my iPhone to give generic Nessa answers. Give me another one.
Nessa, you know, you gave me such great advice on my relationship last week, but this just happened. So now what should I do?
It's tough. You never know what the universe holds.
Bro, please do not AI talk to me. Don't do it.
But I believe after our conversation and because I know you're so insightful, you will figure
it out. I got a question. Would I get mad at the work, Nessa, because the work is not done, Nessa? Would I get that version of her from AI?
Okay, so for people who are just tuning in and don't know us, we have been working together for 14 plus years. We're also best friends. Well, I'm Katrina's work best friend because she has her other real best friends that she doesn't work with. So I'm one out of like the slew of best friends.
I do not have a slew of best friends.
Like she has 50 and I'm like,
I have a lot of great friends.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
We will debate about best friends on another day.
I have friends.
But what was the question? Oh, my work. Yeah, no, it would be the
same. Would I get demanding work, Nessa, who is demanding on every detail of the job?
Details make everything.
Would I get demanding?
Absolutely.
Okay, then I'd just rather just talk to you.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to talk to you because then I'm emotionally
invested. Oh, maybe that works then. Then right. I can cuss out AI Nessa and you wouldn't feel it.
Exactly. And I wouldn't be drained.
Let's practice now. Nessa, stop, okay?
But wait, I in return wouldn't be as drained by your inconsistent work behaviors. And then we could actually enjoy each other.
Oh my gosh, I need AI now because I don't want to be in this conversation.
Katrina, if you were able to make $5 million.
Yes. Yes. What's the question?
You have to be on OnlyFans showing your toes off.
Would they know it's my toes?
Yes. That is part of the deal. They know it's your toes.
Tax-free?
Tax-free. $5 million.
One lump sum?
One lump sum.
I'll take my socks off right now. Y'all want to see? You want to see my feet?
Should we create an OnlyFans?
I'll take both my socks off.
You would do it.
Yes.
It's a big deal because you don't like
I hate feet. And right now, too, I have like a little dry spot on my ankle.
That's because you have, I think, what is it? What's that skin thing?
Eczema?
Eczema. There we go.
But all that to say, as bad as my feet might be, I would show it for
$5 million. So somebody requested, you get a million every time, but they want your used underwear.
What?
Used underwear that you have to send out to them for an additional $1 million every time you send a pair out.
How many, like, how long would this have to go for?
It's however long you want it to go
cool,
for.
Cool, I'll be a billionaire, bro. A billion people want my underwear?
Yeah, but it has to be used.
That's fine. Will they buy the underwear?
Yeah, they're buying it. So you're getting, yeah, it's just like, it's part of the deal that we're making, this hypothetical deal.
Absolutely.
And then one day your child's going to ask you, hey, mom, how did we get this house?
It's a 12-bedroom mansion?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. You want to ask me in the mansion how we bought this house? Sure.
You're going to tell her OnlyFans. I showed my toes off.
Yeah. I have no problem with that. I would do it.
I think you're a liar.
I would do it. Show off my feet. Put my feet on the internet for $5 million.
Yeah.
Send out my used underwear for $1 million each pair of panties.
Yes.
Why would you say no to that? Why would you say no?
Because I feel like this is something you've been against. You wouldn't do.
I would do that.
Okay, so for how about $500,000?
Which one? Which one?
Showing your toes off.
Yes.
And they know it's you.
And they know it's me.
Wow, okay.
I throw up the West with my toes.
I think we should start an OnlyFans. Are you willing to do it for $50,000?
Yes.
All right, there's no limit here.
$50,000 is a lot of money, Nessa.
I agree.
That's like...
Would you do it for...
Salary for one $5,000 peep at my toes? One peep at... No, I wouldn't do it for $5,000. One peep at my toes and I get $50,000?
No, $5,000 right now.
One peep at my toes? Okay.
Show your feet off right now. I'll give you $5,000.
Where is it? Where? Like, tell me the in perpetuity, because I'm learning some of this language.
Yeah, you never get it back.
On the internet.
It belongs to the universe. Yes.
And it's on the internet.
Yeah, your feet is just...
So what? Is it posted on Instagram?
No, it's on OnlyFans.
Is it like this? Or do I have to
spread them open? Either way, you're showing your feet. $5,000.
Cash?
You would do it. You would do it. Just say you would do it. Dude, that's stop a acting lot. Like you're better than all of us.
I'm not. I just said yes to so many different things. That's a lot of money. My eyes are watering just at the thought of $5,000.
I would do
it.
I would do it. Inflation. I don't care. Who cares?
Marcy, I need a tissue.
You're going to see people's toes anyways if they're wearing open-toed shoes.
If me and you were at the beach... And you posted a picture of us? My feet are on my Instagram right now, and I'm not getting paid. Matter of fact, I should take it down and get money for it. I have very distinct feet.
Let me promote it.
I have distinct feet.
I'll promote it.
You should do it too.
Katrina, have you ever thought about who was better in bed between Brad Pitt and Ben Affleck?
No, I actually haven't thought of them in that situation. No.
Would you date if you had to pick somebody? Mm-hmm. This is hypothetical. Okay. You're in a relationship, blah, 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 blah. So before everyone starts attacking you in the comments.
Right, right, right.
We get it. But for the sake of conversation, who would you have wanted to date?
Brad Pitt.
Young Brad Pitt or mature Brad Pitt?
I like mature Brad Pitt.
Okay, so you'll take current Brad Pitt.
I will take current Brad Pitt. He's very foxy right now.
Is he a silver fox? Isn't well, that the same? He doesn't have silver hair.
He doesn't have white hair,
right?
Yeah, no. He's very foxy.
Foxy, wow. Okay. So if you had to guess who was better in the bedroom, who would you say is better?
I don't know. I have no context.
We do now.
Okay.
Thanks to Gwyneth Paltrow, who was on the podcast, Call Me Daddy.
Uh-huh.
They had a great conversation. Very insightful conversation.
She dated both of them.
Yes. And she was not scared to talk about it on the podcast, which I love, right? I mean, I don't know if I would have gone down that route just because everyone has kids now and everybody's grown. But I think the conversation was light enough and fun enough that we got some insight on Brad Pitt and Ben Affleck.
Okay.
Okay, so let me pull up what she had to say because you didn't hear it yet, right?
No, I didn't.
Marcy, who does our makeup, was obsessed with it. She couldn't wait to report back. Who was better in the bedroom? Because he's Ben Affleck spicy. Is her guy. Because she thinks she likes him.
Really?
She picks him over Brad, which...
He's not my... He's handsome, for sure. But just not my kind of handsome that I'm attracted to.
Right here is when the conversation is happening about, you know, different things about both of them. And who did Gwyneth Paltrow like more?
Okay.
Like, who was more romantic? Who was whatever? Okay, so here it is.
Who was more romantic?
Oh.
Who are you more likely to get into an argument with? Ben. No. Who is more high maintenance? Gosh, that's a really good question. I'm not sure I would characterize either of them as high maintenance. They were both like pretty...
Chill.
Yeah. Okay, who cared more about their appearance?
Ooh.
not sure. I feel like
she's being nice.
Yeah, Ben.
Neither of them were very vain like that. Like, yeah. I'm not attracted to guys who are like looking in the mirror the whole time.
You little scruff.
Like a little scruff. Mm-hmm. Although Ben did have like a mirror face that he would throw at the mirror.
Like Zoolander.
Like, I can't really remember, but it's sort of like, you know, like a.
Oh my gosh.
I would not expect that from Ben.
I think he was joking.
I don't expect that from Ben, to be honest. I
just can't believe she's talking about them.
Okay, wait, here we go. Continue.
Who was a better kisser? Oh my God, let me think. Gosh, I have to remember so far back. They were both good kissers.
Okay, who was better in bed?
That's really hard. That is really hard. Because, like, Brad was like the sort of major chemistry love of your life, kind of like at the time, you know. And then like Ben was like technically excellent.
Technically excellent?
Oh, I can't believe my daughter's listening to this. Technically excellent.
Yeah.
Holy God bless J-Lo and everything she's getting over there.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, last question.
Okay.
This is really going to cause some issues.
Am I blushing?
I am.
She is blushing.
Who is the better actor? Oh, wow.
Do we even care? No, I'm kidding. Let's see what they say. Let's see what the counter says.
They're both so talented. I feel like... And Ben is a great writer and director, but I guess I would probably have to say acting alone, Brad. Like, if you think of all the really different...
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. I can't believe that...
You can't believe that she answered it, or you can't believe that she's saying that Ben was excellent in the
bedroom? I can't believe that she answered all these questions. Like, she's a celebrity. They are both celebrities.
She's not, like...
Even if you take that away... Even if you take away, first of all, they're celebrities, so that's crazy to me.
Right.
Then if you take that away, is she in a relationship?
Marcy, she in a relationship?
She's in a relationship. Ben's in a relationship.
They're married.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're talking publicly about people that are also in relationships.
Yeah, that's where it gets a little tricky. I feel like that can get dicey.
That's very dicey. She was very bold, I guess, to me. To do these things with all factors that I just mentioned in mind. But anyway, I love it. I loved hearing about it.
Here's my theory on this. I think as people evolve and grow, I think you stop caring as much.
And maybe she has a great relationship with Ben and Brad so much that she don't care what anyone has to say.
Or she's just living her truth
to anything that she has. I mean, yeah. I mean, she got vagina candles.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Have you gotten any?
No, I don't want candles smell like her vagina.
It probably smells really good. But that's her company, right? Supergoop?
Supergoop, yeah.
Oh, you know what? When I was recently... Oh, this is going to sound really bougie. When I was somewhere, and someone else had told me that Supergoop sunscreen was really, really good.
Tell me where you were.
Monaco.
You're so bougie.
But when I was out there,
yeah,
a family friend told me that Supergoop sunscreen is really, really good.
So really?
I wanna try it. And that's not an ad. Nobody's paying us to say it at all.
But if you want to pay us to say it, we can do that.
But I just say that because I like to share information. Nothing we do is paid for, by the way. We do this for the love, okay?
But if you want to, we're here.
We're here. So do you think this takes away the allure of Brad Pitt and Ben Affleck getting this insight?
No, I don't think so. I think if anything, it adds, especially to Ben Affleck. Whoa, technically excellent. I've never heard anybody get described in the bedroom
excellent
as technically excellent. No, wait. Yeah.
That's what she said. Technically excellent.
That's crazy. She couldn't just say, damn, he was good in bed.
What do you think Ben thought when he heard this? Because I'm sure his phone started going off.
Oh, man. He must have thought, I'm the man. Like, oh, I'm doing it right.
Okay. And what do you think J-Lo thought?
I think she's probably like, yeah, no, that's about right. Sounds about right.
Do you think if they run into each other
it would get weird between J-Lo and Gwyneth Paltrow?
I think it depends on what kind of person they both are. I
hope not. I think it's a compliment.
Yeah, I think it's a compliment, but any of them could be the type that'd be like, hey, don't talk about it, my man. That's not your man no more.
Yeah, and I also understand that too.
Right. Like, don't be telling people how good my man is in bed.
Yeah, that can also get dicey.
That's just interesting to me.
Yeah, and we're not friends with any of them. So we don't know how they're going to be or react. They might just be mad that we're even talking about it now.
Right.
And they might put us on some type of blacklist.
So we might not get the super goop.
Yeah, we might not get the sunscreen. Super, yeah. But we are team Gwyneth, though. We're team everyone.
I'm team everyone.
Any we're team everyone who wants to support us.
Yeah, any team that you want me to be on that's supportive, I'm with it.
If you don't support us, then we're not on your team.
Yeah, I'm not on your team.
We don't like you.
I don't like blackballing Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We'll join the blackballed list.
Right. Whatever team that is, that's the team I'm not on.
Wait. Oh, we are on it.
No, I said I don't like the team that blackballs Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, yeah. That's the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We don't like them.
So those 32 teams I don't like.
And the commissioner.
33.
But how about the partners?
34.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure we were all on the same page.
I still think, though, very dicey. I wouldn't do it. Would you have a conversation like this about your exes publicly?
If someone asked me it, I would try to find a way to wiggle out of it because I'm a parent now.
Yeah. They are parents.
I know.
I thought her daughter was 3 years old. Her daughter, Apple.
That was
Apple,
like 50 years ago, bro.
I swear she just had that baby. That daughter is 18 years old. Yeah. Apple Martin is 18?
Yeah, that's tough.
It's crazy.
I don't know. I think I'm conflicted because I understand the conversation and the, you know, it's fun. It's playful. I get that because that was like a lot of our content before. Let's be honest, right? Early on in the game. Yeah. We would like to have, who would you date? Ooh, yeah, who's cute. Would,
but that's different. We're asking single people who they would date.
Right.
And we're only giving them other single people.
Yeah.
This, I wouldn't even ask you this if we were sitting on the couch together with no microphones and no camera.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just feels uncomfortable for me to ask you because about your
parents.
Previous dating life and other people's.
Yeah, it gets a bit tough, but I understand
bedroom
that's,
abilities.
That's why I think the podcast does really well.
Yeah.
I think that conversation was fun, but I think it comes at a cost of people who are involved in it, right? Because like
right.
They have kids, people are listening,
or people like me who's hating on her for divulging all that info.
Yeah. Don't be a hater.
I'm not a hater.
It's very NFL energy of you.
Okay, I'm not a hater.
Don't do that.
I'm not on that team.
Okay. Are you proud of your credit score?
My credit score?
Because there was a time that you weren't. There was a time that you were denied getting a car because of your credit score.
I wasn't denied getting a car because of my credit score.
Well, because somebody had a cosign for you, which is why you couldn't get denied. But yes.
Yes. Welcome to my world and the world of a lot of people because credit is a scam.
I'm not judging.
Credit's a scam.
It's all a scam.
Made to continue to oppress people.
I agree. I'm not debating you on this.
So who cares about my credit score, huh?
Well, apparently, if you were in the dating world, it could benefit you or it could hinder you because now there are some people out there who have been adding their credit score to their dating profile to give themselves a one-up, right? So that there are more suitors who are interested in them because they have a high credit score. They're saying, hey, basically, look at me.
Right.
I look amazing. I have all these great characteristics about myself. I work XYZ. I'm an entrepreneur, whatever it is. And boom, I take care of my finances.
That's a big deal, man.
So here's my credit score.
It kind of is a big deal getting into a relationship. You don't want to get into a relationship with somebody who might have bad credit. So thank goodness.
Wait, I was like, you are really bold to say
so
that right
thank
now.
Goodness, uh-huh. Tone did not know my credit score before we got together.
Tone is your man.
Yes.
As a reset for everybody listening.
Yes.
And he actually saw you getting denied.
I wasn't denied at the car dealership. All they did was tell me I'm going to have to pay a lot more because my credit's bad.
And what did Tone do once he overheard this conversation? Okay, so what do you think? Does this give somebody a one-up?
I think it's smart. I think, hey, people are trying to get in a relationship. People are trying to get chose. People are trying to get married.
Right.
You put anything you can on these apps because guess what? You're trying to date somebody. You want somebody to pick you.
So would you do this if you weren't in a relationship?
It depends. Hold on, wait. Let me check my credit score. Because this says that 804 was the score that this girl put up. Of course, I would try to date her. 804 credit score? That's right. Amazing.
Yeah.
And apparently, for reference, a good credit score is 661.
Oh, yeah. She has surpassed that.
So I will tell you, let me check my credit score if I would put my credit score up there or not. Thank goodness all these are on apps now. Okay, let's see. According to my credit journey, it looks like my credit score has gone up. Thank you very much. It used to be very bad.
So how much has it gone up?
As of, I don't know when, but I just got a notification. It's gone up 1 point. So I have better than 661.
That's all that matters.
All that matters, well, give baby.
Give us your secret. How did you get it up? How did you improve it? Oh, my.
Vanessa, because I was paying my bills on time.
Oh, that's good. Is that all it took?
No, that's not true. Because your man, Colin, had me be a co-signer on his business account so he could help put my credit up.
There he is.
So hopefully I don't mess his credit up.
There he is, helping the people again.
I'm the people. Thank you, Colin.
Wow.
But my credit's up. I have good credit there. It's getting paid on time because it's all of his credit cards that are getting paid on time. I mean, it's not ours. It's not my stuff.
Yeah, right, right,
it's
right.
It's his stuff, but right. The fact that I'm signed onto it, right. Which I think is what people should be doing with their kids. Like, right. If you have your kid be a signer on right. A credit card and you spend, then by the time they turn 18,
they have great credit.
They have great credit.
Assuming you're taking care of the bills, you're paying things on time. Yeah,
correct. Which is what people, I think, do, but, you know, it's just not something I knew about or my parents did.
Right.
I still have student loans, so all I gotta say is Joe needs to continue to forgive them. Forgive the loans, Joe, forgive them all. Wait. He's forgiven some, but not all of them. So but I keep looking at Navient or Advantage or whoever owns owns my loans at this point. So I don't know.
How is it determined? Do you even know this? Or
yeah, it was basically first it was technical vocational schools like a Western Career College where they were supposed to give you job placement and they weren't giving you job placement. So you were taking out these huge loans because you were bypassing what could have been a cheaper institution. And going to them because they were promising job placement. But I didn't go there. So my loans weren't forgiven.
What is the situation with the debt ceiling?
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, this debt ceiling thing that Biden is working on or trying to pass.
It did pass.
Oh, my gosh. So that means that this pause, this pause on student loan payments is going to unpause and we're going to have to start paying. Oh my gosh, am I late on a payment? I'm about to mess up Colin Kaepernick's credit score.
Oh my God, that impacts us. Katrina, get her, Colin, get her off. We might have to call Colin. Wait, so isn't this part of the whole, I don't know, the point of what Biden's doing to get reelected again is to say that he's trying to fight for students?
It was, but now he's gotten our votes apparently and now he's kicked us to the curb. Joe, forgive them. Joe, forgive it.
You mean forgive you?
Forgive me. I don't even know why I'm begging forgiveness. Oh, I wanted to get a college education so I can get ahead in the world because of inflation. Forgive me.
I just in case the government comes after anybody, please come after her, not me.
Yeah, come after the debts that I owe and forgive them, please.
That's so interesting. I would have thought that he was going to go hard with getting.
I know.
Student loans forgiven.
I know. I know. He's trying to.
Maybe there's a bigger grand plan that we don't know.
I don't know what the grand plan is. The grand plan is that I owe money and I'm going to continue to owe. And it's going to keep passing on from company to company because it was one company that had it. Now another company has it. Mind you, I graduated college a long time ago.
But you also spent a long time in college.
I did spend a long time. But I will say I am doing something that has to do with what my college degree is, which is a radio and TV broadcasting degree from San Francisco State. And I'll add this, I probably didn't need it to be doing what I'm doing. So I wasted all of our money. And now Colin's credit score, apparently.
Oh my gosh. Do we like our coworkers or no, Katrina?
You're my coworker. I like you.
I like you too.
Okay.
Okay. So there's been this conversation that's been going on for a very long time. Should you be inviting your coworkers to your kids' birthday parties? Mm. I say no.
I knew you would.
100 gazillion percent. That goes for weddings, milestone celebrations, anything. I feel like if you don't have a deep connection with them, mm-hmm. they're not like your for real friend, then you should not have to invite them. So, and I don't think you should feel guilty for it. And I also don't think you should be punished for it. Ooh. And I do think that happens in places.
I think you should.
You should invite people?
I think you should invite some. You see them every day.
Who are you going to invite, Katrina?
You. You're my coworker. Tone is my coworker.
Yeah. What about all our other coworkers?
I will not invite all my other coworkers.
Why? Because you hate them?
Not because I hate them. Exactly. Just because I'm not that cool with them to come to my daughter's birthday party. However, I do have some that I would extend. Especially, what kind of party is it? Is that at the park? Sure. Come, everybody.
Right.
I'm going to see you the next day. I'm going to talk about my daughter's birthday party.
At your house, your apartment in Harlem.
Okay, that only fits five people. So you can come.
Colin can come, but Colin's like three people in one.
That's it, then. That's the whole party.
What about baby cap?
Of course. And if there's not enough space, you get cut out and baby cap can come.
I agree. Yeah. I would cut me out too.
I would too. Even if baby cap doesn't come. Kidding.
I don't know. I just think it's weird. I think there's this idea that you feel forced to have to invite coworkers to important occasions of your life. Are you kidding me? How many people do we know got married and felt like they had to invite their bosses or their coworkers? Especially the coworkers they don't
like.
But
you know why? Is because you're asking for time off. So if you're asking for time off to plan this wedding and you're asking for time off for your honeymoon.
So now you have to invite your boss to the honeymoon?
You have to prove that you're getting married and this is how you do it.
What does this say about society?
Right.
I mean, seriously, that we're being surveillanced all the time and watched all the time. That you can't even have your honeymoon without inviting your boss and your coworkers to it?
Not to your honeymoon.
To your wedding?
Yes. I don't know. I just think some people feel bad and they'll be like, oh, you didn't invite me. And then you feel bad for them. And it's like, oh, man, you know what? Instead of having to walk into something Monday morning and feel like you have to hide this joyous occasion you had, it's easier to just invite them and ignore them at the party.
I think it's because a lot of times people work in spaces where they think they're closer to people.
That's correct.
Than what it really is.
You're right.
Right? Because I'll have a great conversation with you at work. Mm-hmm. Ha, ha, ha. Laugh, laugh. Let's talk a little bit.
Right.
So maybe people assume that they're closer to you than what it really is. That's so right. Then now their feelings are hurt because you didn't invite them to your wedding, to your kid's birthday party, or whatever it is.
So what are you supposed to do? Be mean at work?
I don't think you should invite them unless you're really close with them.
But that's
because
what I'm
now
saying.
You feel surveillanced at your event. Now you feel like you got to entertain the boss. Now you feel like you got to entertain the coworkers.
And then it's like you almost have to go if you get invited, because then if not, I'll see you on Monday and be like, oh, you didn't come. I invited you. Where were you?
Maybe this is why hermits live a quiet, secluded life. Maybe that is what I'm seeking.
I think you should just invite your coworkers to a party.
I think that's a terrible idea. I only think you should invite whoever you have close dynamics with.
I like hanging out with people that are fun. So if my coworkers are fun and I know they're going to be fun.
Not all your coworkers are fun.
I'm just saying the ones that I would like. I'm not inviting the whole office. But if there's 20 people in the office and I like five of them, I'll invite five of them. And the 15 people, they should know we're not cool enough for them to invite me. And that's their own bad because I'm fun.
So it's their loss.
It's their loss.
I think to keep it cool, everybody can feel like they're all on the same playing field. No coworkers. Well, unless they're your best friend.
I think that's a good point to make. And if you just keep it that way, like, hey, I'm just not inviting anybody.
Exactly.
So nobody feels bad.
Exactly. Because then you don't have to decide, oh, what level is this coworker?
Okay, I got a question.
Yeah.
What if you have a best friend at work and then you have a medium friend at work? But the three of you guys always go to lunch together, but you're not as cool to the other friend.
The other friend probably knows they're not my best friend.
But they come to lunch with you. They take breaks with you.
I'll go to lunch with the wall for all I care about. It's food. I don't feel like you should be obligated to do anything that you don't want to do. I'm at this point in my life. Thankfully, I think it's because I'm a mom now, thanks to Baby Cap. I just feel like you should set boundaries. You shouldn't feel guilty to do things that you don't want to do.
I agree.
That being inviting coworkers, dealing with them outside of work hours. I don't even want a happy holidays text from anybody.
Right. By the way, it's Saturday outside of work hours. That means I gotta go.